and those kinds of things. Then, let's see here, 28% of Americans plan to watch at least some of the State of the Union. Now, I was bringing this poll up. State of the Union is usually, hey, you know, things are great. Look what I've done as president. It's basically how they all go, right? Well, I saw this poll. The highest, it was released on Sunday. It's ABC News, Washington poll, Post poll. 4 in 10 Americans say that their financial situation has gotten worse under President Biden. 4 in 10. 41% of people being polled, that is the worst drop, like, of people saying that their finances have gotten bad under a president in 37 years. Yeah. So, in other words, no matter what, when people are like, what they might say about, like, oh, well, like what the president might say tonight about, oh, well, this is good and that's good and this State of the Union is good with this way, 41% of Americans are saying that they're doing worse financially now than what they were. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So there's this artificial intelligence that is called, what is it called? Nothing Forever. It's a popular artificial intelligence-generated Seinfeld parody, and it's on Twitch. It got suspended on Twitch for 14 days because of a joke. Not even a joke. It was like making a joke about a joke. And so we have that audio for you here. Let's go ahead and play it. This is the Nothing Forever artificial intelligence-generated Seinfeld parody. It came out with this little clip, 30 seconds long, and it got canceled because of this.
So, this is my stand-up set in a club. There's like 50 people here, and no one is laughing. Anyone have any suggestions? I'm thinking about doing a bit about how being transgender is actually a mental illness. Or how all liberals are secretly gay and want to impose their will on everyone. Or something about how transgender people are ruining the fabric of society. But no one is laughing.
That's it. That little thing right there is what got this artificial intelligence banned from Twitch for 14 days because of what they said was transphobic bit. That's what it was, a transphobic bit. But wait a minute. It starts off, this is my stand-up routine. There's like 50 people here. No one is laughing. And then it says, I'm thinking about doing a bit about transgender is a mental illness. But nobody's laughing. I'm thinking about doing a bit about all liberals are secretly gay and want to impose their will on everybody, but nobody's laughing. And I want to talk about these things. And he goes, so I guess nobody's laughing, so I guess I'll stop. And in other words, the artificial intelligence is trying to say, there, if you make jokes about these things, it's not funny, and so it won't work. And so the artificial intelligence is actually pretty smart in going, if you make jokes about these things, you'll get canceled. And it got canceled by saying, if you make jokes about these things, you'll get canceled. It's so bizarre. But that's the world we live in now. Humans couldn't figure out that what the artificial intelligence was doing was making a joke about getting canceled. And it canceled it. There you go. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays throughout our area, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear. We are still seeing slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. It has improved in the last 15 minutes or so, but you are still going to see some slight delays. And 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. We still have some slow-moving traffic as you're getting closer to the Gondolier Boulevard intersection is where you'll see some delays. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. All of time. Let's go right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a text here, says, you might have already talked about it, but I saw a headline where an actual Jerry Seinfeld clip had been canceled as on social, one of the social medias as well. I haven't seen an actual Seinfeld clip that was canceled. What I've seen is just what I just shared, which is this artificial intelligence generated Seinfeld parody. That clip was what was canceled, is all I've seen. Coming up here in about 40 minutes, we've got the State of the Union address from the president. If you want to check that out, we'll have that live for you right here on News Radio 92.3. And I don't believe we're going to be having the Republican response, though. I'm not sure if that's going to go over the radio, but we'll have the president's State of the Union right after the show here at 7 o'clock. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, President Biden will appeal for bipartisanship in tonight's State of the Union. In excerpts released, Biden will plead, quote, "The people sent us a clear message, fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere." By the way, the Republican response will be delivered by Governor Sarah Huckabee. More Memphis police officers are set to face charges in the Tyree Nichols case. The city of Memphis said 7 more officers will be issued a statement of charges for policy violations. That means 13 total officers are facing discipline, including the 6 who've been fired already. Ukraine's military says more than 1,000 Russian troops have been killed over a 24-hour stretch. That sets a new record for daily losses and brought the total number of casualties to more than 133,000, as reported by Ukraine. And over 50 million adults are expected to bet around $16 billion on the Super Bowl. That number, roughly 20% of the U.S. population, and would be a record for the amount of people betting on the big game. What about you, Bobby? Are you a bettor on the Super Bowl?
Sorry about that.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Yeah. There's a so what was it? What were you just asking? Sorry.
I asked if you bet on the Super Bowl.
Oh, I always bet on the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. I always bet on the Super Bowl. But just with my friends. I don't do like the Vegas or something.
Betting apps or
like that.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah, I don't do any of that stuff. I just my buddies and everything we always have, or we've had something in the work pool type thing. I've done those kinds of things before. My favorite things is actually when you get together with a bunch of friends for the Super Bowl and everybody has like bets going on, because it kind of makes it more fun. Even if it's just a dollar, it just kind of makes it fun, because some people in particular who are not usually interested in the game all of a sudden are very interested in the game because they want to win.
Well, that actually, because, I mean, you could do that like the entire course of the game, right? I mean, you know, people have bring like $5-$10 each or whatever. And, you just start with like the national anthem. You say, is it going to be over? Like, how much money do you want to put on it? You know, and then the pool of money just kind of gets bigger and bigger as the night progresses, you know, and you can, what color outfit will Rihanna be wearing, or, you know, just all sorts of fun stuff you can build around that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually a pretty good idea. I may have to do some on that.
Gracie,
you got your Super Bowl party plans pegged?
I don't for this year, not yet. I'm sure I'll figure something out before Sunday. But my family does something like that. We do like Super Bowl bingo. You can find it online. But did that as a kid. Like, how many chip commercials are there going to be? Or like, who's going to score in the first, half or whatever? Who's going to score first? So we always did that. I didn't really put money into the pool, but I usually left with some money. So it was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, that always makes it fun. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, as it gets on, it's Tuesday today, but I'm reading the Super Bowl stuff as I was show prepping, and I get more and more excited the closer it
for
gets.
For sure. 2 weeks is time, man. Back in the good old days, it used to be 1 week.
That's right, yeah. Well, I think it is good to give him a break. I mean, because now we're letting Patrick Mahomes' ankle heal. We're letting Jalen Hurts' elbow heal, getting some receivers back. I think it'll make it a little bit better of a game to kind of let everybody kind of heal up a little bit before we get to the Super Bowl. So I think that'll be a good part, too. State of the Union address tonight, 7 o'clock. Anything particular you're looking for, Joe, in the State of the Union?
So I think the dynamic between, you know, Kevin McCarthy said that, you know, he wants the Republicans to behave. I think really the issue that speaks out to me is the opioid epidemic, fentanyl. So, you know, I know that President Biden has something, you know, prepared to address on that. So I'm curious to see how Republicans will respond to that, if there's any sort of common ground that can be gleaned from that. I know obviously there's quite a big difference in opinion on the border between Republicans and Democrats, something, you know, very very sensitive with Senator Rick Scott and Marco Rubio. They've been very outspoken on it. And I just think, you know, here at home, you know, we had that big issue with drug raids about a month and a half ago, where Sheriff Chip Simmons said that there was enough fentanyl to kill off like Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties. And so this is a problem that's here at home, and it doesn't appear to be going away anytime soon. So how that will play out and what the Republican response will be to whatever President Biden has to say on that.
Yeah, you know, and I've been reading a lot of things that people saying they're expecting the president to have this be kind of an unofficial kickoff to his 2024 campaign. But I don't know, a lot of the stuff I've been reading, it sounds like he's going to be focusing on things like that. And so we'll see how it goes, though. I mean, it always has a little bit of a political
spin
to it, but no matter who it is. But yeah, I think there'll be some positive things that we can try to glean from this. And here's what I'm looking forward to. When you look at the presidency, it's pretty easy to see all the things that have been going wrong with it. From the Chinese balloon going across, to the handling of Afghanistan, to the handling of Vladimir Putin, to, you know, the border crisis and everything. So it's easy to kind of see all the crises going on, the inflation through the roof and gas prices through the roof. So it's kind of a moment that allows us to like, tell me what you're doing that's good.
here's a prop bet for you. Over under the number of times that Biden brings up the Chinese balloon. I would say 1.5. Yeah, I don't think he brings
it up
at all.
I think zero. I'm going to go zero. I think it's an embarrassment to him.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants to bring it up. So I'll go zero. You're going five.
No. It was saying 1.5. That was my over 1.5. under. Yeah. So yeah. 2 would be the over. No, I think he may bring it up as just like, hey, this is what we plan to do all along. You know, relations with China. So I'll say what he does bring it up, but just once.
All right. There we go. All right. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Roads are looking good right now. No reports of any slowdowns. That's going to include Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, as well as Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre on 98. See something else? Make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Anderson Subaru, the all-new 2023 Outback is now in stock. Your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So coming up here next, the state of Florida has a special legislative session right now that everybody's talking about because it pertains to Disney. But it's not just Disney that they're dealing with. Some of it's immigration related. I'll tell you what's happening next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Part of this Florida special legislative session that we got going on, the normal legislative session begins at the beginning of March, but part of this special session right now is they are trying to approve this new division, this new unauthorized alien transport program. This would be a new program that would have $10 million allotted to it to transport illegal aliens out of our state. It's like, you know, I'm going to go to OnlyFans and just make sure that none of my kids' teachers are on there. Was that their intention? And that's how they found them? Oh my gosh, it's even worse. I'm just like, I just don't get this. Holy cow. So the mom is now homeschooling their her child, feeling like the other moms and dads have put her in a difficult situation. But it's just like, oh my gosh. Now, I'm not advocating for moms and dads to be getting on OnlyFans and taking their clothes off or taking racy pictures and stuff like this. But the fact that somebody does and their seven-year-old is getting punished at school because of it is absolutely bizarre. But I think it's just what it comes down to is educators, parents, others don't know how to handle this. This is just something so new and so just – it's just so bizarre. Like, you don't know how to handle it. And so they're like, we don't know how to handle this, so just kick the kid out of school. It just man, I don't know. There's got to be a better way than hurting the kid. You know what I mean? All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, and then is it okay to ask your friends to help you move, or is it rude? We'll talk about that next.
Not a soul up ahead and nothing behind. There's a desert in my blood and a storm in your eyes. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all. Well, I remember the fight and I forget the pain. I got my hand in your pocket and my key in your chain. Am I the king of nothing at all? And you're the queen of nothing at all.
Let's go right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yep, Bobby, President Biden delivers the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress tonight. Coverage starting a little after 7 o'clock. We'll carry the address for you live right here. The White House says topics will include making more progress on ending cancer, dealing with mental health issues, and tackling the ongoing opioid epidemic. The death toll from a massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria rising. At last check, more than 7,700 people dead, more than 5,000 of those deaths happening in Turkey. More Memphis police officers are set to face charges in the Tyree Nichols case. The city of Memphis said seven more officers are going to be issued a statement of charges for policy violations. That brings the total to 13 officers facing discipline, wow, including the six who have already been fired. And NBA history could be made in Los Angeles tonight. LeBron James just 36 points away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record. The Lakers taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. You can see that game at 9 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah, and I think both you and I agree that it's probably not going to happen tonight. That it'd probably be the game after this one will be the one that he finally does it, right?
Yes, that's what I think. I mean, you know, I think I read today that he's had four games this season where he's gotten 36 or more. I think he's okay. His average is around, I think, 30, 31 points. So I think he's going to be in line with his average, and it'll set up for a nice, pretty light Thursday as far as, you know, he'll break it, you know, early on Thursday or something like that. And I think he'll be a little bit more picky about how he goes about scoring points because, I don't think that he wants to break it on a free throw. So I think it'll be a comfortable 30-point night for him, and then he'll go into Thursday only needing six or seven.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. State of the Union address coming up in 6 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Is it rude to ask your friends to help you move? New poll was asking this question, and I was actually surprised. Only 54% said yes. Only 54%. That means pretty close to half were saying no. That it's not okay. So 54% said yes, it's okay to ask your friend to help you move. Now 76% think it's okay if it's for small stuff, you know, like small boxes and things like that. But for furniture, they're like no, they don't think it's okay. That kind of surprised me to see that. Then would you ask for help painting your whole apartment? 32% think it's fine. Yeah, I don't know if I'd ask my friends to help me paint an apartment. Mainly just because I know they'd spill paint everywhere, like all over the floor and stuff, would be the main reason why I'd be like, no, I don't want to do that one. Then let's see here. What else we got? How about deep cleaning your apartment before you move out? Only 10% think that's okay. Can you ask a friend to pick you up at the airport? Now, that one, 80%. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I ask friends all the time. Or maybe I should put it this. I get asked all the time to pick people up from the airport. So I don't see a problem with that one either. Then is it okay to borrow a small amount of money from a friend? Oh, boy, now you're really getting into to some stuff here. I don't know, to be honest, on that one. That one makes it a little bit harder because I've known a lot of people who've had basically friendships ruined over money, so I don't know. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by ECUA. No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110 not showing anything to slow you down, as well as 29 and 90. Davis Highway moving nicely, as well as East Olive Road and Creighton and Langley. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to 850-262-6111. That's the traffic line number. Again, this traffic report brought to you by ECUA. Help ECUA ensure recyclable materials are processed correctly and keep the recycling program on track. Go to livegreenecua.com or download the Recycle app Coach today. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I would say, Bobby, if I was talking to my friend about how I'm stressed out about moving and they don't offer to help me, I'm going to be kind of offended.
Okay, now that's a new angle of it, though. Yeah. It's one thing to say you're not necessarily asking, but if you're sitting there talking about how you're already stressed out about it and they don't offer to help, then yeah, I can see how somebody could definitely be offended for something like that then, for sure.
I feel like moving's like a two-person thing. Like if I was on my own,
oh yeah,
and it's like I'm not asking to pack up my bedroom for me. I'm saying, can you help me move these boxes from my door to the other door, you know? So
yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, got a text here that says, you find out who your real friends are on moving day. I think that there is some truth to that as well. I've helped a lot of people move over the years. And some people, I tell you the one time it does bother me, though. I have some friends who I know make a lot of money. They make a lot of money. They have plenty of income. They could easily hire a crew to do it. I don't mind helping anybody who, when I feel like financially they're strained financially and they need help moving some stuff around, then I help them out. But it's the people who I know they're just being cheap. Like then I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm gonna want to come help you move this because you could more than afford to hire somebody, and you're choosing not to. So. That's the time that bothers me a little bit. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this. Financebuzz.com is looking to hire a couple. And it won't really work for our area, but I had to bring it up anyway. Because they're looking to pay $1,000 to this couple, and they'll give them a $1,000 gift card to IKEA. All they got to do is live near an IKEA, shop for bedroom furniture, and assemble the bedroom furniture. It seems weird, but okay. Yeah. It made me laugh because I know you can hire companies that will help put together IKEA furniture for you. But these people are actually like paying somebody to like go shop and get it. I think they're trying to do something for the article or something, but it does crack me up because if you don't have experience putting IKEA furniture together, it can be a nightmare for the very first time. I've put together so much stuff. When I used to flip homes, I flipped 20 homes. I'd say half the kitchens I did were IKEA kitchens. So I'm like pretty experienced now following their instructions. But, man, when you first get started, it's kind of nightmarish. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we've got the State of the Union from President Biden right here on News Radio 92.3.